Okay, once again, it's me. You already know. Real Talk 101 underscore uncensored. Only because this shit is uncensored, unfiltered. It's the realest. Look us up. You already know. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Spotify. We're going to keep rocking. Soon we'll be on iHeartRadio. We also will be on Apple Podcast. I got 3 episodes left to season 1. And once we get into season 2 by the end of March, then we will become more visual. So you'll get the video aspect of it. We got the studio set up, and we'll be bringing in co-hosts and so on and so forth. So this is what people been talking about. Hey, I get it, but I'm about to build that platform for you to get on and talk. Anyways, thanks for all the supporters. Thanks for all the listeners. We're going to keep rocking like we rock till the wheels fall off. Once again, I don't do this for me. I do this for us. Okay, so with that being said, let's get right into the episode. Okay, so today we're going to really start talking about standards and how people set standards for themselves when it comes to a relationship, and that's what we're talking about. We're not necessarily talking about, you know, setting standards for yourself in life in general, because clearly standards are like goals. You're going to set goals for yourself to become a better you, to put you in a better position. So setting goals for your life is what it is. That's okay. That's good. But to have standards on who's good for you and what's good for you when it comes to a relationship, that's where I think it's useless. I think that's dumb. Because when it comes to setting standards, clearly we are like our own toughest critic. In other words, I paint, I draw, I tattoo. I call myself an artist in so many different areas. And there's times where I would paint something, or I would do a tattoo, or I would do anything, a drawing, where I'll be like, damn, that's cool, but... because, you know, you're always going to be your toughest critic. But I'll be like, damn, that's cool, but I know I could do better. And then, you know, someone will come along and see what I'm doing, be like, damn, that's fucking dope, bruh. Oh my, I get it. But you're always going to be your toughest critic anyway. So it's, you're always going to be like, you can always do better. I know it looks good, but trust me, bruh, I can do this a little better than this, man. I'm going to keep working at it. Well, when it comes to a relationship, you can't necessarily set standards like that. Because here you are looking for a nigga at a level 50 because he meets your standards. He's got a nice car. He got his own house. He's got a good job. He's always dressed to impress. Everything about him is good. It's good. He's doing good. But just because somebody's doing good doesn't necessarily mean that that's a good fit for you. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, just like the if the bitch got everything going for herself, she's got the perfect job, she got her own crib, she got no kids, she's just everything about her. It's like, what, nigga? What? This bitch is perfect. She's doing hella good. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's a good fit for you. I remember this one fucking time. I met this bitch, bro. Oh my gosh, she's fucking dope. Sexy as fuck. Had a good job. Had her own house. Got her own crib. Well, the same shit. House, crib, same shit. Got her own car, my bad. Everything about the bitch was perfect. But as you got to know her, she just wasn't a good fit for me. Why? Because she was jealous. Not only was she jealous, but she was like antisocial. She didn't like to go out. She didn't like to do anything. She was just like really kind of consumed in herself and in her career that it just wasn't a good fit for me. Other examples. You might meet a chick and you guys are chopping it up. You're at the bar socializing, whatever, bar talk, club talk. I don't give a fuck if it's Walgreens. But you meet the chick, you're chopping it up with her and so on and so forth, and everything sounds like a good motherfucking thing. But after a few conversations, she breaks it down to you that she's got two baby daddies with two kids. Something that doesn't necessarily fit your standard or fit your criteria of a woman for you. I get that part. But you're missing the whole concept. When it comes to a relationship, it's not about your standards. You can't be a level 3 and be living with mommy and daddy, but you're looking for a bitch at a level 50 because she got her own house, her own car, her own fucking shit together, good job. You can't do that. Because you yourself, you're at the lowest of the low. But you're looking for the highest of the high for yourself. Well, how do you know when you do get to know this chick and she starts to get to know you for who you the fuck are? And she starts saying, well, man, this nigga doesn't meet my standards. This nigga's way down there. I can't fuck with a nigga like that. This nigga ain't even got his own crib. I gotta pick him up at his mom's house. I gotta drop this nigga off at work. This is not. Do you get what I'm saying? So when you start setting standards for yourself, and obviously you are going to be your toughest critic. You are going to want the best of the best for you. I get that. You're supposed to want the best of the best for you. But be at the best of the best yourself. Don't be at an all-time low but want an all-time high for yourself. It doesn't make no fucking sense. It's a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe for failure. Because you're looking for the wrong thing. See, these bitches be out here and they be like, oh yeah, he's got a fucking nice car. He owns his own business. The motherfucker always looking good. He always got money in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? He's into all certain things. Yeah. I get that part. Oh, yeah. You're looking for the wrong thing, love. Don't set the standards on what a nigga has. Don't set your standards on money, on where a nigga is at in his life, what level he's at in his life. You gotta set a relationship. Don't come from standards. It comes from connection, chemistry. You know what I'm saying? Like energy. That's where a relationship starts to form. That is the basic foundation of a relationship. You have to be able to coexist with this person mentally, emotionally, physically. You can't be walking into a relationship or walking into a situation with your standards set because this is what you want. You want him because he's doing good. No, nigga. Just because I'm doing good don't mean I'm a good fit for you. Or just because I'm doing good doesn't mean that you're good for me. Because me personally, I can't be at a level 70 and all of a sudden a bitch at a level fucking 3 wants to get to fucking know me. Hell nah. This bitch gotta be equally lined with me or leveling up. Well, she gotta be above me. And that's not me setting standards. That's just me knowing what's good for me. I wouldn't even give a bitch a time of day if you're at your all-time low. Because I could feel that just off your energy, just off your vibe. just the way you're vibing and you know, like, come on, man. Cut it the fuck out, bitch. For real, for real. Because it's crazy because I get this chick, she DM'd me on one of the platforms. I forget which one it was, but she DM'd me and she's like, oh, you know, you're the radio talk guy. And I mean, that's what she called it. So I'm just going to say it. And I just wanted to know, like, because this is where this whole episode kind of stemmed from, was just from this DM. And she was like, well, you know, I met a guy and he, you know, he has his own house. He has his life together, got a good job, got a nice car. Everything about him is like he's doing really good, you know. And then me, it's like I'm living with my mom. So I'm coming to the table with nothing because I live with my mom. I go to school. I'm a struggling college student trying to pay off student loans. I get that part. But the thing about him is just like, he really likes me, but I don't know if I could fuck with him because, you know, he has a kid and that doesn't meet my standards. Bitch, who the fuck are you? Nate, you at an all-time low. And you're setting a standard because a nigga has one kid who he has custody of and has his life together? You supposed to be willing to give him that shot. Give him a chance. Why? Because you can learn more from this man who's already got his shit together. Not only can you learn, but you can also level up with this man who, if he likes you like you say he does, he's going to bring you to him. He's going to take you up there. He's going to help you become a better you. But you're tripping because a nigga has a kid? No. See, you bitches got life all fucked up. Because his niggas out there. Now, I can understand if you said he got his shit together. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But he has 3 kids, 2 different baby mamas. Or 4 kids, 3 baby mamas. Then I could be like, okay, I get that part. Because that's not necessarily a standard. That is like an uncomfortable situation for you. Because now you're dealing with multiple headaches and burdens from baby mama drama. Or even if it's a nigga. Me, myself, I'm not fucking with no woman who has 2 baby daddies. Because at the end of the day, if I come into a situation where now I'm the 3rd, this is going to be a recipe for disaster. Because now you got 3 baby daddies bumping heads. And even if it's all like a, you know, even if it's just all a good relationship for her and her baby daddies, I get it. Maybe they're all cool. They're all calm. Everybody moved on. Everybody's... Because I'm not saying she's damaged goods. Just as well as I'm not saying he's damaged goods. Because he has 3 baby mamas. Or because she has 2 baby dads. That doesn't mean she's damaged goods. At all. That just means when you're looking for somebody, look for somebody that is at your level. Somebody who's willing to take on that responsibility. Somebody who's looking for that, and it doesn't bother them in any shape, form, or fashion if you had 10 baby mamas. Because love is love, man. Even though, like I said before, love is not everything, but love will make you make different decisions in life, as if you wasn't in love. So in other words, if you're in love, you might give and take more. But if you're not in love, then you're gonna give and take less. Because I don't have to. do anything I don't want to do. But sometimes love will make you do that. Love will make you do things you really don't want to do. But because you love her or because you love him, you take more. So in other words, when you're setting yourself standards, as you motherfuckers say, I got high standards for myself. Well, be at a high standard yourself. Don't be at an all-time fucking low and want the most out of a nigga. The fuck out of here. And if I were you, shorty, I would be obviously ready to give this nigga a chance because this might be your opportunity. See, when it comes to a relationship can also be an opportunity too. To move on with your life. To put yourself in a better position with the help of a significant other. Because one thing I heard, I want to say it was Bill Gates that said this. And he said, you can never get rich by yourself. It's impossible. You need a team to build. It's impossible for you to do it alone. Now, just because Bill Gates is Bill Gates and everybody knows him as one of damn near the most richest men in the world, but don't think he got there dolo. Don't think he did it all by himself. No, he had a team who's rich also. Maybe not as rich as him since he was the ace. But they got rich too. You just don't hear about it. And a lot of motherfuckers don't put their business out there anyway. That's the way to do it. The more money you make, the more problems. You heard Biggie say it. More money, more problems. But that's not to get away from the topic of what the fuck we're talking about right now. We're talking about if you want the best for yourself, meaning the best nigga that is doing good for himself, then be at your best doing good for yourself too, bitch. Or yourself too, nigga. Because nobody wants to take on another burden of carrying your fucking dead weight. Because you could sit here and be like, well, you know, he has a kid. It doesn't meet my standards. Well, what if you do give him a chance? And what if you do love what he's doing for you and everything's working out? But eventually he's going to be like, nah, bitch, fuck that. This bitch don't meet my standards. This broke ass bitch. I'm cool. And then he just leaves you for dead. Why? Because you don't meet his standards. So that's why when I say standards are useless, they're useless because you're looking for the wrong thing. You can't look for how good a nigga's doing. You gotta look for the energy, the chemistry, the vibe. That's what you have to look for in a relationship. That's what's necessary. It don't matter how good a nigga's doing. Because a nigga could be down and out at his all-time low, just as well as you. But your vibe and your chemistry and everything is on point that you guys come together and level up together. It might be just what you needed and just what he needed. But if the opportunity comes where you're at your all-time low and somebody at their all-time high wants to get to know you for who you are and help you and build you and level you up, then your only job is to give him the fucking chance. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Not everything's promised, my nigga. But at least you gave it a chance to see how does this work for you. And it's crazy, but it's fucking true, my nigga. We do this to ourselves all the fucking time. All the time. We're always looking for the better situation, the better nigga, when it's really never about that. I said this before and I'll say it again. It's about the nigga or the bitch that makes you better, or the situation that makes you better. Stop looking for all the wrong things, especially if you're in the wrong place at your life. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't be a level 3 looking for a level 50, but you're not willing to take the minor bumps in the road. Now again, when a motherfucker has multiple baby mamas or multiple baby daddies, I get that part, because me, myself, to a certain degree, I might feel a little uncomfortable about making that a serious situation. Now, if you just want to fuck, maybe the nigga stroke game's on point, maybe shorty's got some good pussy or whatever it might be, then cool. But to lock it in as me committing myself, I don't see that, because I don't want to be the third or fourth baby daddy. You get what I'm saying? And I don't care if she has one. That's okay with me. I don't care if she has two or three kids with the same dude. That's okay with me. But when you have multiple baby daddies, it puts you in a different state of mind. Like, you have to take more. And am I willing to take more? Probably not. Are you willing to take more? Well, it depends on where you're at in your life and how you feel about this person. And once again, it's not that they're damaged goods. Just because somebody's broke don't make them damaged goods. Just because somebody don't have a car don't make them damaged goods. Just because somebody don't have their own house, live with their mom, or have four baby mamas or three baby daddies, that don't make them damaged goods. Because there is somebody out there for you. There's somebody that's willing to accept that. Because if I had four baby mamas, then who the fuck am I to be like, nah, I ain't fucking with this bitch. She already got two baby daddies. No, that's stupid. That's like what they say, the pot calling the kettle black. Or, you know, if you live in a fucking glass house, who the fuck are you to throw stones, nigga? But all I'm saying is, when you're setting yourself and putting yourself in a position to open your mind to a new relationship or a new situation, kind of leave the standards or your standards in your gym bag, because those things are useless right now. You're looking for the wrong thing when you're setting standards. Look for the vibe, look for the energy, look for the chemistry. Laugh with this person, joke with this person, kick it with this person. Go out, socialize. Do what you gotta do to feel this person out. And stop trying to count the niggas' pockets. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to see the nigga for what he really might not be. Because just because a nigga or a bitch is doing good, it doesn't mean that it's a good fit for you. And that's how I leave it. Real Talk 101. You know how to do it. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Spotify. Hit us up. This is what we do. I'll sign off like that. Fuck with me.